I really got into it by accident. It's a little bit like a disease that you catch, like, and then can't let go. So I wanted to do some scientific work early on when I was still a medical student, and I had a very, very great supervisor who just got back from Yale, and his favorite structure was the hair follicle, still is the hair follicle, and it was just fascinating to see how he saw this little structure as something he could study cancer and allergies and growth and cell death, and you know, any big question in science could be answered by looking at the hair follicle. So his curiosity and his vision is certainly something that inspired me. But I then went on to go from my Berlin lab to Harvard, where I spent some time in a very renowned mast cell lab, and they really got me hooked onto mast cells and the physiological functions of mast cells. And there again, I had a great teacher, and and then coming back to Germany, it was the same thing. In retrospect, it appears that I always had the right teacher at the right time. I had the inspiring ones when I didn't know where to go, and I had the ones that cautioned me and focused me when I was maybe too ambitious and too spreading myself too thin. So I'm very happy, very lucky.